This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. We have with us today as a guest the very Reverend Alfredo Hernandez. He's the rector and president of the St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary in Boynton Beach, Florida. And it is such an impressive campus they have here for seminarians in the Southeast. Just marvelous. Everything is in wonderful condition. A beautiful chapel, wonderful housing for the seminarians. A great place to study and learn and pray to become a priest. I'd like to tell you a little bit about the very Reverend Alfredo Hernandez. He was born in Miami, raised in West Palm Beach, Florida. He studied accounting at the University of Florida at Gainesville. He has a master's degree in student personnel. He was dean at Lafayette College in Pennsylvania. He came to the seminary in Boynton Beach, ordained in 1992. He has a license in theology at Gregorian. Our guest today, the very Reverend Alfredo Hernandez. Let's talk about your mission here at the St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary. Why are we here? What are your goals? What are your ambitions?
Well, Brian, first of all, thank you very much for having me on. It is a great gift for me and for all of us who work here on our faculty to be a part of the formation of priests. And that's the first part of our mission, is to form men who are going to be sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, the joy of the gospel, as priests for the whole southeastern part of the United States. We are a regional seminary. We're the only seminary in the United States like us. We're owned by the Seven Dioceses of Florida, and we are privileged to also have most of the other southeastern dioceses sending to us. I'm sure you've heard many stories of seminaries that are struggling with enrollment. Thanks be to God, that's not a problem. We're in fact at peak enrollment in the mid 120s right now, looking to be in the mid 130s next year. So it's a great, great time for seminary formation here. And in terms of our particular mission and let's see, I hate to use the word niche, but it is a way that we do formation here, is that we bring together the four dimensions of formation: human, spiritual, intellectual, and pastoral, and really are trying to form men. Everybody who's come here has already finished college. They're coming after college, and many of them have already gone to college seminaries. Some of them are beginning here with us, and really preparing them to be priests after the heart of Jesus, to bring his love to the world. And in a particular way, given the cultural reality of the Southeast, be able to serve in both English and Spanish. And you know that we need priests who are able to serve in Spanish, and that's a very important part of our mission.
Because Florida and this region and there's the Southeast.
Yeah, every diocese in the Southeast has a great need for bilingual priests. That's part of our reality. And it has been, interestingly enough, from the beginning when we were just the Miami Seminary primarily, and the Cuban immigration came in, and there was a need to be able to serve them. So we've been bilingual in some way from the 1960s. But the other side, in terms of language for us, it's very important, is I'm sure that many of our listeners who are Catholic have been in parishes where you have priests who come from Africa or from Poland or from India, from Vietnam, Philippines, and Latin America. And it's also very important for us to make sure that priests who are coming, seminarians who are coming from abroad, that they strengthen their English so that they're able to serve the people here in the United States well. So it's for us, when we talk about pastoral language, it's helping them to learn Spanish if they don't know it. But if they're coming from abroad, our first priority is strengthening English and understanding of our culture so that they're able to serve well here in the United States. And so those are, it's fascinating to try to keep all of these things in balance, but that's really what we're trying for. And I think, and finally, just that integration, that bringing all of these different elements of formation together, so that it's not something sometimes in American seminaries, an expression that can be used is, yes, we have four dimensions or four pillars of formation, but the real leg is academics and everything else is like toothpick. And that's not what we try to do here. We really want to make sure that all four dimensions are working together so that there's a man who knows who he is. We don't want priests who are jerks.
Right. I hope not.
who is able to grow as a good man, who knows how to pray, who is able to invite others into prayer, the whole spiritual dimension, who knows his stuff. We don't want any dummies as priests either.
No.
And so he knows what the church teaches, and is able to teach it well and with confidence and with love, and is able to then apply it in pastoral situations. And all of these need to tie together. And that's really at the center of everything we're doing here. And you referred to our mission. We draw our motto from the motto of the Vincentian fathers who founded us, St. Vincent de Paul, and the words of Jesus in Nazareth, to proclaim good news to the poor. And that's the good news of Jesus Christ to be presented to certainly the materially poor, but all those who need, all those, essentially all of us who need to hear the gospel of Jesus. And so that's our ultimate mission.
Let's talk a little more globally how you fit into the goals and the mission of the Catholic Church. We're led by Pope Francis. Unfortunately, he's in poor health. He seems to be recovering now. In a lot of the South American and Latin American countries, it seems that the church is growing. It seems to be growing quite a bit in Africa. So let's talk about your roots here in Boynton Beach, Florida, with the St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary, and how you interface with the Catholic Church worldwide.
Well, as I mentioned, we have that unique structure. We're owned by the seven Florida dioceses. We're the only seminary in the country that has a regional structure. And one beautiful part of that is that the bishops of our region are obliged to send us faculty. I'm embarrassed when we have visiting bishops of small dioceses come to visit us, because we have more priests in our faculty. We have 13 priests and 2 bishops on our faculty now. Mm-hmm. And it's more than a lot of small dioceses do. One very important connection that we have to the worldwide church right now is that one of our faculty members is an exiled Nicaraguan bishop. The auxiliary bishop of Managua, Bishop Silvio Baez, is on our faculty teaching scripture and serving as a spiritual director.
And why was he exiled?
Because he spoke against the regime and wanted, was calling for greater freedom for the Nicaraguan people, and saw where the Sandinista dictatorship was going.
Religious freedom.
Yeah, the second round of the Sandinista dictatorship, he saw where it was going, and he spoke against it. But he remains as auxiliary bishop of Managua.
Well, maybe when there's a change of regime, he can go back.
That would be beautiful. But it's been a very difficult situation, and as I'm sure you know, that several other bishops have been exiled. One was imprisoned for a significant period of time. Many priests have. So we have a clear sense of that. Our history has been connected very closely to the, my family is of Cuban immigrants and exiles, I'd say, and the we've been very closely connected to that reality. And now we have a number of seminarians from, as I alluded to earlier, from Africa, from especially Nigeria and Ghana, from Vietnam, from Poland. So we've had a variety of seminarians from all over the world. And it's just it's going to have a very beautiful thing happen for us in May. We're actually going to have the ordination of a bishop happen in our chapel. My former vice rector has been named auxiliary bishop of the largest diocese in the world, the Archdiocese for Military Services USA, and Archbishop Broglio is coming to ordain him a bishop. Wonderful. Right in our chapel.
We're learning a great deal from a very dedicated priest. Our guest today on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520 is the very Reverend Alfredo Hernandez, rector and president of the St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary in Boynton Beach, Florida. If you're listening in northern Florida, Buffalo, New York, or Montreal, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guests, opera singer Victoria Hutton, Lawrence Lehmer, who is now publishing a bestseller on Andy Warhol called Warhol's Musings, and former Senator George Mears. A little plug here, and we talked a little bit about Polish people earlier, and we saw many pictures of the Polish pontiff, John Paul II, on the walls of Father Hernandez's office. For over 60 years, the Impolegal newspaper has been Polonia's newspaper, providing readers with news, feature articles, great columns, and recipes. Get this community newspaper delivered to your home or business each week for less than 70 cents. The website is www.ampoleagle.com, and click on the subscribe menu to order a print or digital edition. That's www.ampoleagle.com, or call them at 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 for the Ampole Eagle newspaper. Let's talk about money. You have probably a multi-million dollar budget here. You have a 70-acre campus, and you have some dreams here to enhance and enlarge this campus. Yes. And I'm sure these donations are tax deductible. You're a 501c3. Tell us what you need the money for and how people can make donations. Wow. Reverend Alfredo Hernandez.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for that nice lead in there, Brian.
My pleasure.
and really, we're very, very blessed to have the support of our bishops, and at the same time, for the importance of development for our budget, and for being able to dream about new projects is so important. One thing that I showed you, the first stage of formation is called propedeutic. I really wish they had come up with a name that was a little bit easier to spell. Any word in English that has two diphthongs is at least one too many.
Right.
But it's an initial stage. The idea is to get guys to detox from the world, to be able to come in and really dedicate themselves to growing in in who they are as a man, as a beloved son of God, and able to grow in their prayer life, and really an important year of preparatory formation. And we have them on campus. Ideally, they would be on another site, but there aren't appropriate locations down here.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like to be able to have a facility that would be their own dedicated chapel, kitchen, dining room, common areas for them. And really, my dream, and this is that it is at the dreaming stage, and yet I have a pretty clear sense where we would want it. My dream would be able to build a facility for them, and certainly if
what is the price? daggone there.
I would believe it's going to be in probably the $2 million range. And it's something that if we could receive donations, and you just gave out a website. Our website is www.svdp, pretty easy, St. Vincent de Paul, svdp.edu, and it's pretty easy to navigate to the...
Why don't you repeat that again if someone's reaching for a pen?
www.svdp.edu. And again, I'm Alfredo Hernandez, the rector. You can certainly, through the contact information, say that you want to reach me, but it's pretty easy to figure out how to give. But it is that dream. If I got that $2 million gift or something big, you know, to be able to build that facility would help us to make sure that everything we're saying we're going to do in the mission, we're able to do better.
So if someone wants to give $10 or $100,000, you welcome these tax-deductible donations.
We absolutely
repeat the website again, please, Father Hernandez.
www.svdp.edu. Okay. And if you go to the website, you'll also see beautiful pictures and videos, our magazine, you'll find out a lot about our seminary just by visiting the website.
Very good. A little more information about Father Alfredo Hernandez. He was 14 years the pastor at St. Juliana Church in West Palm Beach. In fact, I was there for prayers today.
That's beautiful.
The day of this taping. He joined the faculty in 2013 at the St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary, where we're taping the show, and he's been rector since 2020 at the seminary. You were talking a little bit about training future leaders, these seminarians, for leaders in the Catholic Church. How does that happen?
Well, everything that we do here is with the vision of the men who are in formation being able to be creative and excited about bringing people to Christ. And we do a lot of stuff with different kinds of leadership programs. We use Catholic Leadership Institute out of Philadelphia, a group that was founded by Father Tim Flanagan. John Ricardo has been here giving presentations, Acts 29. We've used a variety of different programs, such as the Strength Finders. I don't know if you know Clifton Strength Finders. Mm-hmm. So how do we help guys to use all the tools available to be able to come up with creative ways to bring the gospel forward? And one of the things my predecessor used the expression that he wanted guys to come out of here like a bullet, thousands of miles an hour coming out of a gun.
Right.
And at the same time, one thing that's very important is how do we help guys to have that enthusiasm, that excitement, and at the same time to be able to deal with the practicalities that the church as she is right now. How do you have this vision of what the church could be able to help to create that vision for the future, but at the same time, you've got to be able to have the patience to realize, hey, I'm a parochial vicar, I'm an assistant pastor at this parish, and I can't change the world tomorrow. And how do you not get frustrated as that new priest in that situation, but not get jaded, and thus, a few years later when you're pastor, you forget the excitement and the dreaming that you had? So those are, does that balance make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Again, if somebody would like to donate a tax-deductible contribution, how do they enable this? The Very Reverend Alfredo Hernandez.
Reach us on our website, www.svdp.edu.
Very good. Again, a little bit information about Father Hernandez for those who've just tuned in. He is the rector and president of the St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary in Boynton Beach, Florida. Born in Miami, raised in West Palm Beach. Studied accounting, University of Florida, Gainesville. He has a master's degree in student personnel. He was dean at Lafayette College in Pennsylvania. He came to the seminary in Boynton Beach, ordained in 92. And we had a nice time chatting because Bishop John Noonan, who is the bishop in Orlando, Florida, has been a guest on this program also. Wonderful man. And in the tour that Father Hernandez gave me, we saw his picture on the wall there. A very kind, brilliant man. Let's talk about fostering the human, spiritual, intellectual, pastoral formation of candidates for the Roman Catholic priesthood. Let's talk about that effort.
Sure. And if I may, Brian, you mentioned Bishop Noonan, and I mentioned to you as we were talking before, that the same young priest impacted both of us. The same priest who taught me how to be an altar boy when I was in fourth grade taught him, encouraged him to consider the seminary back in 1974-75-ish. And the reason I mentioned this priest is that what drew me, and I believe drew him, was his joy.
And he's a wonderful man with a wonderful sense of humor, very kind, and he has a tremendous amount of depth.
Right. And so what we try to work with that's very important for us is helping men to be able to be full of joy. And as they are growing, and so we have programs to help men in terms of the human formation. If they're dealing with health issues, maybe they need to lose weight. That could be a factor. It's a human factor.
Right.
If early on they need some counseling, hey, let's deal with that. If there are just habits, just so many men haven't grown up in families that have. Well, let's stop there. So many men haven't grown up in families like that, where there's been a real family life. I've read some autobiographies that. I grew up in a normal environment.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were divorced when I was five. That's just so many are in situations like that. So how do we heal where there's a need for healing, so that they're able to give themselves? I can't give what I don't have. So that they know themselves as beloved sons of God, so that they can be fathers and husbands to the church. And then, in terms of the spiritual life, the life of prayer, the being able to know God and be able to really be dedicated to prayer, and then, as I mentioned earlier, all the intellectual formation, the academics, the theology, preaching is a huge thing for us. We have an idea that we call preaching across the curriculum, and so that all of our classes in theology are okay. How would you preach about that? We're talking about the ascension of our Lord. We're talking about the Eucharist. How would you talk about that in a homily to second graders, to senior citizens? So that idea of preaching is central to what we do. And then, again, that connects already to the pastoral life. So there are a number of different pastoral activities, teaching CCD, teaching, which is religious education, teaching the adult catechesis, adult formation, hospital ministry, prison ministry. And then one thing that's very important for us is a key part of our program. And sometimes people say, that's another year, but a key part of our program is a pastoral year, a year in a parish, so that they're back in their home diocese, in their local church, and they see what life in the parish is like. And that can be a great help in confirming the vocation. In some cases, realizing, you know, everything was going great, but I realized this isn't for me. And really to get those skills. And at the same time, hey, everything's going great, but here are some areas that need to be tweaked before you can move on to priesthood. And so that's been a very important area for us.
We have a few minutes left on the Rusk Report and the BET AM 1520. Again, if anyone has any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk at the BET AM 1520. And that's 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Again, if somebody would like to donate $10 or $1,000, how can they give to the St. Vincent Paul Regional Seminary in Boynton Beach, Florida?
You go to our website at www.svdp.edu, and again, go to the page for giving, connect, and or to go on site and really learn about our seminary. And if you have questions, how to reach out to us is very clear on the website, and would love to hear from you. Just say you'd like to talk to me, Father Alfredo Hernandez.
We have a minute left. What calling was there to have you become a priest, Reverend Alfredo Hernandez?
I have to say that it really was something that was in my heart for many, many years, and I resisted. I sometimes like to say that it was before caller ID. So if God was calling me, it's like he must have a wrong number. I wasn't totally sure that it was him. But in the end, it was Mary's yes. The Annunciation, the story of Mary saying yes to the call of the angel and her, "Let it be done to me according to your word." That yes of Mary was finally what zapped me. And
wonderful. I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned so much from the Reverend Alfredo Hernandez, Rector President of the St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary in Boynton Beach, Florida. Special thanks to our Director of Production for 20 years, Kevin Carr. And please keep up your noble work, and we urge all our listeners to help the St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.